And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Lafayette Parish Library System opened up their reading book series for the summer, their book programs, their book clubs. That opened up on Friday, and you can sign up at any of the branch libraries for children, young people, and adults. Other parishes have reading programs as well throughout the summer, so check with your local library about their reading programs. At the Hilliard University Art Museum on the UL Lafayette campus, new exhibits opened up this past weekend. In the main gallery, The New Art of the Loom, Contemporary International Tapestries, that was curated by Dirk Holger of the Aubusson Tapestry School. There are a lot of contemporary tapestries on the walls there that are on display throughout the summer. There's also a collection of folk art from the museum's permanent collection. And there will be a special program on Tuesday, tomorrow evening at 7:30. 7:30, it's Louisiana Words. It's called The Community Gets Real. 7:30 at Tonic, which is 2103 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. And it's open to the public. And the Jungian psychotherapist Charlene Henry will be lecturing on dreams, creativity, and the Cajun culture this Wednesday, June 5th in Oliver Hall Auditorium on the UL Lafayette campus. And the lecture is going to be addressing how the world of dreams is related to the creative process and how the heart and soul of the living Cajun culture is still steeped in the original sources of its creation. That lecture is free and open to the public. It's sponsored by the Friends of the Humanities and UL Lafayette's College of Liberal Arts. That's this coming Wednesday, the 5th, 5:30 in Oliver Hall, which is a computer science building. Jungian psychotherapist Charlene Henry will lecture. The title of her lecture is Dreams, Creativity, and the Cajun Culture. And there will be a book reading and book signing for Daryl Bourque's new book of poems called Megan's Guitar and Other Poems from Acadie. That will be on Thursday the 6th in Brobridge at Joie de Vivre Café. That will be at 7 o'clock and all are invited to attend. Daryl will be reading and, of course, signing copies of his new book, Megan's Guitar. The Pandemonium Theater Group presents The Little Mermaid. That will be at the Grand Opera House of the South in Crowley, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. 7th and 8th will be at 7 o'clock in the evening and on June 9th at 2 p.m. at the Grand Opera House. Tickets are available by calling the Grand Opera House in Crowley or going to their website, which is thegrandoperahouse.org. That's Pandemonium Theater presenting The Little Mermaid. Vermilionville will host a free culture day in honor of Creoles. Musician Willis Prudhomme will be honored. That will be Sunday, June 9th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Vermilionville. Lots of activities in addition to the presenting of this award and, of course, lots of music. For more information, you can call Vermilionville or stop by their website. That is Vermilionville and the Creole Culture Day. And there will be a lecture at St. Barnabas Episcopal Church in Lafayette this Sunday, June 9th. It's called Deep Blues, Human Soundscapes for the Archetypal Journey, presented by Mark Winborn, who is also a Jungian psychoanalyst. That will be this Sunday at St. Barnabas. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. Stay with us this evening, this afternoon and evening. We are, of course, with All Things Considered from National Public Radio from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And at 7 o'clock, we begin our Monday evening of opera with World of Opera. And that goes until around 11 o'clock, at which time you can hear Japan Jukebox. In just a moment, we will join NPR's All Things Considered.